The trial and tribulation concerning the May 9, 2023 riots must come to an end. The slow-paced and cumbersome judicial process has left thousands of victim families in a state of dilemma for long. The dictum from the Supreme Court that local courts hearing the cases pertaining to alleged vandalism on state properties must be decided within the next 4 months is a welcome development. The point is that there seems to be a lack of administrative and political will on the part of the government, as well as the prosecution, which want the trials to stay alive as a carrot and stick option against the opposition, and this is quite irksome. The delaying tactics as well as furnishing of new evidences on every subsequent hearing confirm that notion, and is in need of being judiciously regulated by the honorable courts to ensure speedy justice in real time. Dispensation of justice, unfortunately, seems to have hit a snail's pace in the country, and the erection of several parallel tiers as well as court packing by the executive under the 26th Constitutional Amendment have made it more problematic. Nonetheless, it is a good omen that there are conscious and wisdom-laden elements in the judiciary who want to see justice being done, and the recognition that civilians should not be tried in military courts, and those sentenced under it should have recourse to civilian appellate, are highly appreciated. It is a given that the country's political mosaic is fragmented and fractured, and the high-handedness being used to book the opposition in new cases has heaped up a lot of pressure on an already beleaguered judicial bureaucracy and the courts. Thus, the apex court's desire to clean the Augean stable must come full circle, and it is time a sense of confidence is ushered among the masses that justice is round the corner. The note of assurance from the Punjab government that it will abide by the top court order and complete prosecution in due time necessitates walking the talk.